Third grader Aaron MacArthur is like many kids who spent a lot of the summer break on a phone.
How much time do you think you spend on your tablet every day?
About all day.
I do games and watch YouTube and watch Netflix.
I try to not, but ever since we got unlimited data, I'm on it a lot.
Aaron's mom joins a lot of parents in the battle to tear children away from their devices as they head back to the phone-free zones of the classroom.
What is that like when you take it away?
Mayhem.
Are you going to miss that tablet and all the games?
Yes, I'm going to miss it so much.
So what's a parent to do? Child psychiatrist Jody Gold is an expert in digital technology management.
I think entering the end of August, beginning of September, it's time to regroup with your family.
Gold says families should make guidelines to follow together. First rule, never sleep with your phone or any other device. Second, no phones at mealtime. And third, focus more on what your children are doing on the device rather than how much time they're spending on it.
If they're spending time creating or learning, let them spend the whole day on it, right? What we're trying to stay away from is using it sort of as this passive entertainment.
For kids 8 and younger, especially preschoolers who don't quite understand the reasoning behind time limits, experts suggest distracting them with things that are more constructive, like playing with Play-Doh.
If you can take them off the tablet and actually play with them or color with them or play a game with them, absolutely. Because they're growing and learning from the real face-to-face interaction. That's key.
Bottom line, make sure what they're doing is constructive and helps them grow. And always find a healthy balance. On the Upper West Side, Hazel Sanchez, CBS 2 News.